Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the first podcast of us both being in our 30s.
Wow.
Sorry, that was so low.
You really dropped that on me, and that felt heavy.
It was such a low kind of
this is deep voice. A new stage
this
for
is the male. Oh, no, I was going to say, for some reason, I thought our thing was like the male boys.
Now, the male men.
The male.
Now it's the old fags.
The old, these old fags.
How are you feeling since then? What a great party.
Fuck, it was, I hosted the shit out of a party.
You killed it.
I killed it, and I felt triumphant. Like, and I feel like the pressure of delivering a big party sailed me through.
Yeah, did you thrive? I hated it when I had to,
I think I learned a lot from yours, because yours was a very successful night, but I could see how much it took a toll on you, because it's like, you have to, you know, like, it was a house party and you created, like, you did all the snacks and the drinks and stuff. It's a lot of running around. And I was like, I'm going to pay people to do that for me because that looks so hard.
Yeah.
And fuck, it was so good.
And the food was great.
Yeah. I ate one bun.
I think I had two buns. That's why I was fully
everyone was so drunk.
That bar tab.
It was so big.
It never ended. Lindau
phrase. Specifically, we sold 85 bottles, like small bottles of it, which is two glasses.
There are two glasses in a bottle as well.
It's so many.
Oh, so good. Someone replied to my Instagram story of us at your party being like, you're in the same room, you should do a podcast. I was like, what are you talking about? Also, imagine the podcast that we would do in the middle of your 30th party.
Screaming into each other's ears.
You're so cool. I love you. We've been friends forever.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it was just like such a, it was like a really high key affair. And I think it was nice to just be able to like meet that, like, you know, like not be kind of play humble in any, in any aspect of the night. Like I was like fully beat. I had a full look on. I had like hide stuff out. And there was like this glittery, sparkly curtain. Like it was just too much. But I loved every part of it for that reason.
I love the like, all right, at 9:30, we all have to come back in here because the drag queens are performing. Like that kind of energy. Yeah. I was like, yeah, cool. Tell me what to do.
Yeah, I was. I was so, the only thing I was stressed about, because it was hosted at the Graylin RSC, shout out. Great staff there, but fucking stupid neighbours there.
They don't want you to party. You have to close
noise
up
control.
Early.
Like, don't move opposite the Graylin RSC and then complain. Yeah. About
the noise. It's part of the culture. It's part of the vibe.
That's why you fucking gentrified Graylin in the first place, you know?
Yeah.
Because you love the vibe of it. And then suddenly it's like, our kids are sleeping. It's like,
too much vibe.
Fuck off. Ugh. Yeah. So we had to, like, the plug had to be pulled at midnight. 11:30 was the last song. And we tried to push it at, like, 11:32. And the woman came up and was like, turn it off. And I was like, okay. And then she was like, thank you so much for just turning it off. And I was like, oh, I thought I was in trouble. She's like, no, I always do that. But then everyone gets into a fight with me. She's like, you're the first one that like just follow the orders. Wow. And I was like, because I'm a little goody two-shoes.
Even after 85 bottles of Lindau phrase, still good.
Cue theme song.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.
This biannual
Male Gaze. The second and only other episode of the Male Gaze this year.
It's
good to be back. We've had a long break, but we just take it at a leisurely pace.
Yeah, we're chill, and that's what we should be doing at the end of 2020. We've had a big hard year, you know.
A lot happened. Like, a lot has happened. And I don't know, I feel that, like, because I'm now like a felting celebrity, you know, a lot of online people are like, where's the felting content gone? And I'm like, this is not the job. I am doing other jobs right now that are paying my rent.
People outside your house. Boop. Bill.
Stop the acting.
Stop the acting.
Yeah, I'm just like, I'm trying to make some money, for God's sake, so that I can then deliver you hours of content for free.
So you can spend it all on felting. By the way, listeners, this is we haven't got the official results of the US election, so we might make some, I don't know, references. We probably won't, but Biden's winning, right? I don't know what's going to happen. Oh, God, the USA might be over by now.
Either way, I think there will be... It's not good.
Yeah, nothing's good.
Like, I mean, it's good if Biden becomes president, but clearly Trump is not going to be like, well, good match, good game.
Yeah, like, and also 69 million people still supported Trump, which means, and they're still around.
Yeah, they're still, and they are angry. Yeah.
Oh.
I love this stop the count, like, protest. Like, I don't like it, but it's humorous to me because I'm like, it's not the rules.
Yeah, it's mind-numbing to be like, we want to cheat. We want to publicly cheat.
It's like, okay, like, stop. It's just so stupid. It's like being like, being at like a basketball game, being like, the other team can't touch the ball.
Yeah.
Like, it's so...
As soon as you get ahead on the score, you just run out of the room with the ball.
It's like, they voted in time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that the admin takes a while. Like, so relax. People got it in on time. So many.
Imagine being a vote counter. It would be the most... They should get paid $100,000 a year for working these 3 days.
I wonder what the vibe is. Is it coffee and teas?
Yeah, do they talk? Do they know each other?
Because I love the people who, in our New Zealand election...
Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Sweetest people. You know, I'm just like, you're an absolute hom.
Although, you know what I hate? What do they call the people who...
Sound off. You tell
them. You know
what
I hate?
Do you know what kind of volunteers I hate?
System? Not, well, I guess these are party volunteers. You know what are they called? There was like, so when I went to vote in Ponsonby, pretty cool.
Very full.
After all, ice flat white.
Yum, I want one
right now.
Now that you said that.
It's warm.
Do you want to go to, it is warm. I'm going to go to Honeybones after this.
Oh, nice. Oh, maybe I will.
Yeah, I'm going to just do some writing and have some lunch. Now I want a nice coffee. Do you reckon I'll do one there?
Yeah, so, I reckon I'll do a nice coffee. Sam's up, so I'd have to go pick him up and bring him back.
Oh, bring him along.
Yeah, sweet. And we're going to go to Henrietta Harrison's room exhibition. Anyway, what are they called? Raconteurs or whatever their name is. You know the people from the party who can sit in the booth and they can wear... So he was wearing his big, like, National Party badge, and it was like an old man just in a suit.
Who are they?
Splatoons. I can't remember what they're called.
Splatoons? Raconteurs. What are these things? I didn't see anyone.
They're like party members who sit, and then they talk. They're allowed to be there and talk to voters about, I don't know.
That's not allowed.
Yeah.
But if you early vote or something, is it?
Yeah, something like that. You know how Chloe's had, like, Chloe said that they found out lots of things about people special voting and registering on the day, and they found that out because of the Green Party's
raconteurs.
I can't remember what the name of this person is. The Sputniks who sit in the thing and find out.
Oh my God, that's so weird.
Well, but they're not all always there.
We're also going to find out today about the cannabis.
The cannabis referendum.
20%.
It's a huge amount.
I'd love it if it changed.
Oh my gosh.
I would love it if it changed.
Well, even if it gets close. Because what I'm saying about Trump, that there's still 69 million people who support Trump in the United States. That's crazy. But there's still going to be like 49% of New Zealanders that support marijuana. And I'm like, surely at that point, that is so many people.
I thought the same thing. They're like, well, a lot don't want it, but a lot do want it.
Yeah.
And they're probably the younger, smarter ones.
They're sticking around for a bit longer.
It was a bum note on the air.
It was sad. Especially because the election was quite a fun night.
It was, and we were all sort of like la-di-da, feeling so good about ourselves.
My green jumper arrived today.
Mine hasn't.
I'm
the last one to be sent out.
Yeah.
But it'll turn up.
But I tell you what, me and Hayley both got ours today, and Hayley got a little note on her saying, love your work. And then I looked on both sides of mine. No note.
Shaking the
jumper. After all I've done for the Greens.
Shaking it to see if something falls out.
No chocolates.
I'm going to get mine for the next election.
Yeah, that's good. That's when you want it.
That's when you want it.
It came at the right time because all my clothes got stolen. I've got nothing
talk
to wear.
Talk about that, please.
Here's how it went down. I was at work. I parked
you
my car.
You look nice, by the way.
I think this was a new shirt I bought in Wellington. I bought in Wellington.
It's a really nice t-shirt. Yeah, where did you get it from?
AS Colour.
That's a lovely.
It's a lovely shade, isn't
it? It's a lovely AS Colour on you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
AS Colour.
I had to buy 3 new t-shirts to survive a weekend in Wellington.
Thank God for that deal.
That deal is good.
And it's never gone away.
They've always kept it. Well, it's changed price a little because now it's $100 for 5 lower price or $150 for 3 lower price, 2 higher price.
Hmm?
Yeah. And for a while it was $100 for 3 and 2. But, you know, they got to
take what you can get.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, here's what we've done. This will be a short ep.
I have not stopped sweating all day.
Yeah.
And by all day, I mean it is midday, but still, because I woke up, went for a swim, didn't I? Then, after the swim, went to the gym.
Was high tide this morning?
No, I swam at the pools.
Nice.
And driving here, I was dripping in sweat. I just could not cool down.
What a horrible feeling.
I should have had a cold shower. What was I thinking?
Yeah, cold showers are good.
Then I'd blow my hair dry.
That heats you up again.
Hot, it puts the hot air on your head.
So I'm at work, and I've left my suitcase in my car because I have to go from work straight to the airport, park there, get on the flight, right? And it's a beautiful suitcase that my sisters all went in together and bought me last
year.
It's just a carry-on size, but it's beautiful. And inside, all my favorite clothes, because even though I'm going away for just a weekend, I want to look nice for that weekend. I had a show, seen my boyfriend. I get in the car
What pieces were in there?
There's this I Love Ugly pants, and I don't love all of I Love Ugly pants, but these ones are so nice. They're moss green cords. They're quite ugly,
and you love them.
And that, yeah, you got it, baby. And I was absolutely 100% going to wear them on the comedy gala, and now I don't know what I'm going to wear.
Are they like old season?
Yeah, well, they've sold out.
Fuck.
They've got them in black, but I really liked the moss green. I've got enough black pants. I don't know what I'm going to do.
And message them.
Yeah, I thought about it.
Babe, you're going to be on the TV.
Yeah.
And be like, my pants got stolen.
Do you have these?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I will ask them.
I'll message them.
Thanks, Chris. Anyway.
My dear friend's going to be on the TV, but his pants got stolen. It was an insane message. So
I arrive at the parking place.
Yes.
I open my back door. That's when I realize it's so sad. And then the parking people are like, they've got the shuttle there, and they're pretty much like, we need to get you to the airport, whatever. You know, they're always in a rush. And I'm just standing there, like, mouth open. They're like, what's wrong? I'm like, none of my stuff is here. And then I had to quickly go. What they did leave was all the bags of old clothes in the back of my... So then
yes.
I pulled out some absolutely hideous hoodies and put them into my bag. And then, it was so sad.
So when did it get stolen?
While I was at work, and the car park, it's a Wilson car park, they've got the footage of the theft, and they've sent it on, would you believe, a DVD to the cops.
Yes!
Yeah. So they did that.
It'd be amazing if you get it back.
It'd be amazing.
I mean, it's so sad that anyone's in the position where they have to sort of steal something, you know, like, because they need, especially clothes, which is just an indictment on our society as a whole, but also it's annoying for you.
And I don't know if it would have been, if they would have been seeking clothes.
True.
Because... I probably would have had my laptop on my suitcase in another day, you know, but luckily laptop, headphones, everything was in my bag, but I did lose, quite a nice electric toothbrush, $200 one.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
It buzzes every quarter so that you know which quarter of your mouth you're doing.
Yeah, I get impatient and then I'm like, come on. I'm getting on Invisalign. I've been to the dentist like 6 to 7 times in the past few months. It's crazy.
For Invisalign hygienist.
Well, I did my because I have this deal at Lumino. This feels like
this is an
com, but it's not. This I just did it because my sister did a Lumino ad on the TV, and she was like, "Yeah, it's a pretty good." Like she didn't sign up for it, but she's like, "It's a pretty good deal. You pay like $250 a year, and you get like these things."
That's when I signed up as well, and I think a few other people that we know.
It's a great deal because it's like it's just the accountability of being like you pay at the beginning of the year and then you just don't even think about it, and it's 2 hygienist visits and a dental thing, and I'm losing my front teeth. My 2 front teeth, I'm grinding them away. I've lost what people lose in like 100 years.
During your sleep?
Well, they were like, you're grinding your teeth when you sleep. And I was like, I can't help it, you know. Mm. And they're like, you need a retainer when you sleep. And then I went back and they're like, actually, your top jaw, your top teeth, like it's too narrow and it needs to be widened. And it's got
That's what they've done to me. So it's wider.
Yes, yeah. And so I'm going wider. And for that, I'm going wider.
He's going wider.
And so...
Are you... a little wider in the tooth.
Yeah, and so they were going to do me like an express plan, like 3 or 4 months, but now I'm actually going to do the whole hog.
Wow.
And then you've had it.
Yeah.
Did they grind in between?
The sandpaper.
What's that like?
Because
he was like, he's a wacky guy.
Yeah.
My dentist. And he's like, and then I'll just do a bit of filing down sandpaper between the teeth. And I was like, oh, no, you won't.
So you don't have Anna.
But then you do.
Anna's who I've got.
Are you at?
On Dominion Road.
Oh my
yeah,
god.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've got Anna as well, I think. Oh, yeah, but great. I've got this other wacky guy for the.
I think I met him the other day.
He's pretty strange.
Yeah. She always.
Oh my god, the male
like,
bays both go to Lumino Dom
Road. Can you believe?
What the heck?
Great spot.
In this world? Okay.
Every time she does the sandpaper, she's like, I am so sorry I have to do this to you. And I don't mind it.
What does it feel like?
It feels like sandpaper between your teeth.
Fuck in hell. No.
But it's not
no.
sore. It's not sore.
How long does it go for?
Sometimes it's a bit, yeah.
It's not sore though, it's just like.
It's just like.
Far out. I got my teeth whitened. Can you tell?
Yeah.
A little bit, not really.
I don't
really.
Know. How long ago was it?
A week ago, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I think that's how long it lasts, right?
Fuck me.
They do look whitish.
They look whitish. I had to bail out of the first round. You're supposed to do 4 rounds, each is 15 minutes, and I got through two, and then I was like. I'm halfway, I'm done. It hurts. It's the craziest pain. But apparently there's some other place you can go to where it doesn't hurt, but it's like...
Is this from the same guy? Was it the guy through Hayley?
No, I went through Lumino.
Oh, okay.
Because I was like, I want to pay for it because I don't want to do a sponsored...
I know, post.
Teeth whitening post. I just don't have...
Yeah.
I don't have that in me. But I love and respect those who do, but I personally can't find the courage to do that post.
Yeah.
And so... oh my god, it's like you're being electrocuted in your teeth. It is so painful. Anyway, why are we going through it all?
And then I read an article on Spinoff where Alex Casey said that some whitening procedures, this isn't all of them, but like there's some of them where you would get the same benefit if you just bared your teeth to the dry air for half an hour and did that.
Really?
Yeah, it would just dry up.
Oh, maybe it's not worth it. I mean, maybe I'll go like in again, start. And if it's so sore, I'm going to be like, get it off.
Did you love the results?
It was kind of fun.
Yeah. There's 4 teeth in my mouth that I am like, I would love them to be bleached.
It's fun to do.
Lighter, yeah.
And you do feel better about it, I think. It's so hard to say. I don't know. I don't know why I did it. I think I just got convinced to do it. And I was like, all right.
I can't believe my teeth are going to be... Like, it's going to be slightly more normal again soon. They've all got these little knobs of filling material on them that become, like, clips that the Invisalign hook onto.
Oh, you're going, like, oh, do I get that as well?
I don't know if you get that. I'm not your dentist.
Can you be?
I don't think everyone gets them. But, like, well, like...
Is this so boring?
This is tooth condition. Our friend Sarai has them on, like, a lot of her teeth.
Oh.
More than me. So I think it just depends.
She's got lovely teeth.
She's got gorgeous teeth.
Gorgeous pearly white. Gorgeous pearly white. Pearlers. Do you have the fact of the gay?
Yes, I did. And look, we might have talked about this on the show before. Our memories are short. And
this podcast has gone forever.
But I just have read about this recently and I've been obsessing about it.
I zoned out during our tooth chat, by the way, so I can imagine the listeners did. Like, and I was part of the tooth chat.
They might not be in a room this hot.
It's hot. Maybe they're just... Maybe
I think
it's
the heat that's...
Yeah, true.
Yeah, anyway.
It's so warm in here.
I just want to talk briefly about when they withdrew a Ken doll because it was too gay. The magic earring Ken doll.
I've heard a bit about the magic earring, but I don't know the facts around the cancellation or the withdrawal of it.
Basically, they got to create the doll, they got a focus group of little girls in and asked them what they liked boys to wear. And that's how they ended up with, like, it's like a mesh vest. It's all like neon colors. A mesh t-shirt with a denim vest over the top, blonde hair, a beautiful magic earring, and then like a cock ring hanging around his neck.
Isn't that the magic earring?
Is that the magic earring?
The big ring around the neck.
Because can you wear that?
I don't know. But he looks so gay, right?
Yeah, they were inspired by Prince and Right Said Fred, or Madonna's backup dancer. The doll flew off the shelves, especially since gay men, including the person who's talking in this interview that I'm reading out loud, who you don't know because I didn't give you the context, rushed out to buy it. It remains the number one Ken doll.
Really?
Yeah.
Bring it back.
I know, but I think it's quite rare now because, they quickly pulled the doll from the shelves and apologized for the error. Oh, yes, here we go. The chrome metal ring used as a sex toy was also worn as a fashion accessory among certain subsets of the queer community. So that big ring hanging around, they saw that as a gay toy. And that's why...
it flew off the shelves.
People thought it was coded to be gay, and then they took it off the shelves.
Damn! Oh, yeah. That's so good. They should bring it back. I feel like Mattel are quite with it as a company.
They've got there, eh?
Like, they did that Barbie video of, like, the two Barbies sitting at the computer talking about the Black Lives Matter movement.
Mm-hmm.
And... they're always, like, releasing new dolls that are, like, you know...
yeah. There's all Barbie vlogs now.
I mean, they did a lot of damage up top.
A huge.
In terms of...
an ideal body.
Body dysmorphia and an ideal body. Like, I would say they almost set it all up.
Yeah, they did.
But they were working very hard at bringing it back, you know?
But, I mean, what came first? The doll or the woman, you know?
The doll.
No. Oh, what was? Oh, yeah, she vlogs. I think we've also talked about Barbie's vlogs, but she does a vlog about, like, social media and depression that is crazy. It's, like, 4 minutes long. It's like a computer-generated Barbie.
I got my first Barbie for my birthday.
The Dorothy one.
I got a Dorothy Barbie, and it's just sitting in my room and...
keeping it in the box?
Keeping it in the box at the moment. I do want to take it out, but I love it in the box. Like, there's something about, like, I'm like, it's mine. There's just something incredible about, like, those things you wanted as a kid that you weren't allowed to have because of... like money or or like gender stereotypes or whatever, your parents kind of looking out for you. And then when you're just reach that, when you finally reach 30, then you're able to buy it for yourself. And it's really, really satisfying. Beautiful. Like, there's another thing I would love. And that's, I remember when they made those sticker maker kits.
Oh.
And you could used to make your own stickers.
Yeah, that's fun.
They went through like a press, and then you could like make them and you could stick them on. Or like,
that's so cool.
I would love to own that.
You can.
But it's, I imagine, bulky. You know, it takes up a lot of space.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true. You could just buy, I imagine, you could buy the sticker sheets that go through a normal printer and like some sort of CD-ROM.
But I also want the you used to be able to like put your nails in a little thing, and it would put like basically spit PVA glue on your finger and then some glitter. Yeah. You have little glittery nails. I want that. I also want a slip and slide that had, it was the slip and slide that had the bump, and then it had like a crocodile.
Yeah, it has a name. I can't remember what it's called though.
And I also want the
slop
game.
Slop and croc.
Slop and cock.
I don't know. It's called sloppy cock.
It's called, what was your term for that? Ricochet?
Ricochet. So people are going to be screaming what that term is. And to those people I say, ha ha ha.
We can't hear you. And I also want the game Mousetrap. Those are all the things on my list.
And these are so easy to get.
Yeah, I could just absolutely get them. But those are the things that I wanted as a kid and didn't have.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
That Barbie, by the way, I got that same Barbie, Dorothy Barbie, for my older sister for her 21st, which I think truly was me buying a present that I wanted myself.
You should buy it. Yeah. Is there anything you wanted as a kid that you felt like you couldn't have? Which is an amazing conversation starter, by the way.
I always loved Polly Pocket.
Fuck yes. Fuck. Like a little kit?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
And I loved My Littlest Pet Shop. All wanted all
honey,
of them.
Honey, okay.
I did have one. I had a killer whale that you turned
yes!
the wheel and
oh my
the
god.
Water.
Okay, listen. I went through this full thing during lockdown. some call it a breakdown.
Full thing where I was depressed.
My sister and I, because I live with my younger sister, were at like it was like midnight and we were just sending each other from between our rooms photos, airdropping photos of our favorite toys growing up.
Oh,
and
cute.
My Littlest Pet, we had because I got my oldest sister loved My Littlest Pet Shops, so she kind of collected them all, and then I got them, and we had a lot of them, and they're fucking so beautiful.
So beautiful.
The best one is this like I would call it like Icelandic cats. They're like these cats that, and then they sit on this like icy pool, and they can play with like magnet. They're like magnet.
Oh, I love when there's magnets shut, and they can.
And there's a turtle on this little slide, and it's just.
I think there's penguins that dance along a little magnety thing.
It's heaven. It's so good.
Can I speak to one further toy?
There yes. Actually,
there's some sort of. I've been working on Seven Sharp, the news. The news for.
So amazing. News. How much do they pay?
40 grand a day.
Wow.
It's fine. All right, but they're doing good. Some sort of toy review segment, and one of the toys that came in was a toy that I definitely wanted, which is the woman with the spinny arms that fly.
Yeah, a little fly, and they were quite dangerous for a while. And there's that amazing video of the one going into the fire.
That truly is one of my favorite.
So they re-released My Littlest Pet Shops.
Wow.
And they look fucked.
They've ruined it.
Okay. No, they're actually. This is the cat landscape. I've just pulled up a picture for Eli.
Oh, wow. Oh, yes.
So, actually, I think in hindsight, they're like Siamese cats because they're a little sort of.
Those don't look Icelandic to me.
No, but.
There's ice on it.
Then what would you describe as this little area?
Winter Wonderland.
Okay, but then it's also like.
That looks like a Chinese house.
It's a little Chinese hut kind of thing. I had this one. I loved it. And look at that gorgeous little white pussy.
I love her big white tail.
I wish you guys could see this. But Google My Littlest Pet Shop 90s, because otherwise you're going to get the wrong one. We also had that one, which is the birds in the cage.
Oh, that one is fucking cool. And it was neat.
And they were magnets as well. I used to love that floating bird that you'd put on your finger.
That is a cool type of toy.
What, bring back that style of shop, which I guess is Nature's Discoveries, which still exists, but is also like
pro-Trump?
No. No, but I think it's like fundamentalist. Isn't it like,
No. It's science. It's Big Bang. It's, you know, it's the Big Bang Theory.
It's Sheldon. I thought that was just something fun about them, but what's the religion with the dinosaurs? Because the Crystal Mountain in Auckland, that place that you can drive to that has rides and a petting zoo and crystals, is like, Michael and I went there, we were kind of looking around, and it was all big dinosaurs, and then we started seeing like sort of religious paraphernalia everywhere. Yeah. And then Michael was like, I'm pretty sure there's like a religion that's like God and dinosaurs together.
Wow.
And then there was some...
The religion is called... Being a Jurassic Park fan.
Okay.
Being a Sarah Jurassic Park.
It feels like a
Parker.
Perfect subsection for you.
Yeah. God and dinosaurs. Sign me up.
Oh, God. Yeah. I love that kind of toy. Like, I mean, we would live in the generation where Farty Putty was huge.
Oh, huge. Oh, and you know what I got for my nephew?
Some Farty Putty.
No, he turned two.
Oh, don't get him that. He will eat it.
I got him a Snotty Scotty, which is, it's a Play-Doh toy, and the Play-Doh is neon green, and you put it through his head, and then it comes out of his big nose.
I love that.
Yeah, it's good.
Well, it's so amazing that I used to feel like at Granny Mae's and those kind of shops, there would just be like an open Farty Putty for you
just to fart
with. What a
in these COVID times.
I mean, you wouldn't be able to, but what a disgusting thing of just like the amount of kids that have like fingered that little squishy toy. And it was just the noise of the rubber going up. It's like, I guess slime is massive now. Kind of was. I don't know if the kids are still into slime.
Let us know. 10-year-olds.
Sound off if you're listening to the podcast. But really, it's amazing how they would have discovered that, because I reckon they were just loading what was a slime product into a little container, and they were like, it does make a funny little farty noise every time you put it in. And then they're like, let's rebrand it.
And then because the product by itself is for your 6 to 8-year-olds, but then the farty one, that's for your 8 to 12.
You'd never buy it, would you?
Well, I reckon some people. Well, no, but I didn't.
You're not gonna like. It's not a toy to play with.
You know, like, everyone come around and let's play with my farty putty.
Yeah, it's like that is a toy when you're a child and you're alone and sad and you need a quick laugh.
Yeah,
like, because it's just such a weird thing. It's just like, it's a one person job.
Yeah, and if you can make that sound with your armpit or also your knee pit, that's where I used to do it.
I can do it with my back on a floor. Have I done that for you?
I do that by accident when I'm doing like
saunas or
just ab exercises sometimes.
It's I do it in the sauna at Mount Albert Pools, where it's like quite tiled, you know, if you can imagine, it's a steam room, I beg your pardon, not sauna.
Yes, of course.
And it's the wettest biggest fart, and it's like I always forget about it, but it's humiliating every time when it happens. And I'm like, oh, sorry, it's the fat on my back suctioning to the floor and coming off and making a little vibrating.
Can I talk about one specific type of toy that I just was, it was triggered in my mind before? Do you remember these little toys? I think they had them at Granny Mae's. It was like a little walnut shell, and then you open it up, and there's a little bug that shakes. So good.
They were great.
They were good.
They had the plastic ones too, right? And different. They were like, they were keychains.
Oh, wow.
And some of them had like, because they were the walnut. Oh, no, they were the walnut ones that had the bug in it.
Yeah, yeah.
And they would just do that. But then there were also like plastic ones, eggs that you'd open, and then they had little dioramas.
Oh.
And it had a similar vibe on the inside.
And was it moving?
Yeah, I would.
The moving? I was like, how
love
does this move?
To see that. Actually, this someone sort of thing needs I was to like- set up. I saw on TikTok actually the other day that was like, the kid was too young because it's a TikTok person, but she's like, you know, like, I'm going to take you on a memory trip in like primary school in New Zealand. And then she just shows you a whole bunch of images of like things you used to have. And I was like, oh, that would be so good if someone could do that with like Granny Mae's.
Mm.
But I don't know where you source the images, because there's that great Instagram account, which is 03 Archives.
I love that.
It's just so good.
Just pops up every now and then. I love a bit of nostalgia. I love a thing on TikTok where people are showing you how they do things at their job. Like, they're just training you to do their job. They'll just be like, this is how we make the Dairy Whip at Dairy Queen. And they'll just guide you.
It's so strange.
It's bizarre.
I feel like 90% of TikTok is like, hi, I started this business 2 years ago and it's been slow, but I shared my stuff on TikTok and now I'm selling more. And like, and then they just are making like some weird resin keychain or like earrings in a box.
Yuck.
There's some, I think TikTok is toxic.
Yeah.
That's my, I mean, we've talked about this a lot anyway. For what, like, some will make me laugh more than anything. Like,
yeah, some are so good.
And then some of it is so weird. Like, it'll just be like the most traumatic, darkest story that someone's sharing. But, you know, and then they've got like heaps of likes or whatever, but it's like they're not sharing, they're just sharing it. I don't know. Like, but I guess to get the word out there. But then, like, the following content from them is like, I need to make the same kind of video again to get all that kind of.
Rough.
And you're just like, oh no, I don't like this kind of like trauma mining. It seems really scary. But also, like, if it happened to you, do whatever you like.
Yeah, and also, I mean, I feel like that sort of stuff has been happening on Twitter or whatever for ages, and people are like, oh, I guess this is my brand now, so I'm just going to, like, openly tweet about, like, my deepest, darkest, depressive thoughts.
I'm like, I feel, obviously you feel for it, but you're just like, oh, you know.
It's full noise.
Oh, the world, eh?
Should we do a Queen of the Week and then get out of this hot room?
Yes!
The sauna. Sorry, that was just my back fucking against the wall.
My finger's going to some farty putty. I would say, who would you reckon?
I thought we were going to choose that transgender woman who got
let's do that. I was going to be like Gaga. I've got
Ariana's got a new album out. She's been
Kylie as well.
Kylie too.
I love her new music. I've got the yes, Sarah McBride, the highest ranking transgender public official in the United States.
It's amazing.
It's so amazing. But there's quite a few of these statistics coming up about the LGBTQ plus senators and legislators who've made history. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There's like, you know, it's quite a few people have come through, you know. Mondre Jones, first openly black member of Congress. Oh, I've just lost the account. Where was it going? Well, he's the only one. Him and Sarah McBride, the only ones getting it. Because I'm now swiped away and can't get back on my phone, which I just want to get rid of.
So that's
my book.
Oh my god, Chris.
Yeah, I finished.
Wow, that's awesome.
It's so good, right?
Yeah,
I finished it. It was unbelievable. An amazing feeling.
Right.
Yeah, and now I'm starting a new one, but it's taking ages.
What are you starting?
I can't even tell you the name of it.
I just started reading Rose Lou, Those Who Live on Islands, All Who Live on Islands, which is all essays, so you can kind of like take a little gap.
When do you read?
Just before bed or like in the afternoon. Or
so you're not on your phone?
Yes, and I'll tell you what, I actually haven't done this yet today, but you got to turn your phone into black and white. It will change your life.
Is yours on black and white?
It isn't right now.
It's like bloody Wizard of Oz before she hits Oz.
But I'll show you how you do it. You go into settings.
But I love my phone.
I know, but this will be so, you'll really feel it. You go into settings, accessibility, display, color filters, turn it into black and white.
Oh,
and
then, so boring. It looks like a newspaper.
Yeah, exactly. You just don't get the same like hit of
thrill
when you look at it.
I watched not the Social Network.
The Social Dilemma.
Yes,
we watched it. Me and Sam and two of his limits, and we were all on our phones the entire time. It was so good.
I watched it and was like, "Oh my god!" Like, yeah, terrible. And I put my phone away, and then I was like, "Oh, I just want to have a little." I think it's like the more they tell you that you're addicted, the more you're like, "I just want a little hit."
God, I tell you what, though, those little acting bits in that, though,
they were the worst.
They make me. I'm like, I don't believe you anymore because
you did a stupid little act out.
You did a little skit.
Yeah. Oh, it's been good to be back.
It's been really nice.
It's hot. Boy, I'm hot again.
We've got to head out into this humid Auckland day.
Oh, it's gorgeous. It's the greatest city in the world.
Hey, we love it.
And we love you. And thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
And thanks for
being
patient
you.
As we sort of pranced away and we've come back. And we're mature. We're both 30.
We've changed a lot.
We're living in a wonderful country.
Fact of the
guys
that we already did before. But
and, you know, we're feeling positive.
And congratulations to the President of the
United States,
Pete Buttigieg.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase. It's the male gaze. They're both male.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.